This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, a lot of talk in the last 48 hours or so about the new Dak Prescott contract. My question for y'all, 4 years, $240 million. My question for y'all, what needs to be accomplished
for this.
The Dak deal to be a success? And my bonus question is going to be, is it no more, no less, as simple as this? Win a Super Bowl, I accept.
Yes.
Don't win a Super Bowl, it's a failure.
That's where I am.
Okay.
And I probably am not saying that, you know, obviously this is hypothetical. Not saying that last year. And I'm not saying that with the last contract, I mean. Because the last contract was, he was still young and learning and going through some things. I know we had him as a rookie and everything, but now he's paid and all that. And I was like, all right, go win football games. And, hey, we want you to win a Super Bowl. As a fan, we really want this. We want you to show the success, the work that you put in. If you are really that leader that everybody on the team says that you are, then, yeah, that's why a lot of it's going to fall back upon you whenever you fail to get there. Whenever you fail to get even close to it. So that's why that comes back at you. And you can say it's unfair. I think Dak understands the role of the quarterback in Dallas, Arlington, Fort Worth, all the areas around here. I think he understands that. But this now is, all right, they have paid you. And Jerry talked about it with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton and Carter this morning. I've added Carter to the mix. You know, that is one of those things that you're looking at saying, that's what you want. And they paid you because of your leadership, because they believe you're the type of quarterback that can do it. And you believe you can do it within this window as well. So, no, Kevin, NFC Championship is no longer the status for that, because if the contract ends and that's as far as you've got, then that wasn't what you expected in this window, and he could potentially be done as a quarterback in the NFL at that point.
All right, let me ask you a question then, because I hear what you're saying. I just want to throw out this scenario, and then we'll dive back in. When the deal's up in 5 years, because you still have this year as part of the last contract, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys have advanced to two NFC championship games. They won one of them, and then they got blown out in the
Super
Bowl.
Okay, so you're in a Super Bowl?
And then you got blown out.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
No, And I know, like, what you asked earlier about, is it just win a Super Bowl? You have to. I do believe that. But, man, if you're in that window for 2 years, like we're looking at with the Niners,
yeah,
it looks, you're like, you know what, man? A lot of people are going, I didn't think you could do it, and you actually got the team there. There's still going to be the detractors that are like, he never won the Super Bowl. But absolutely, you're in that window for 2 years, NFC Championship window, and you're in a Super Bowl. I mean, look at the Joe Burrows. Look at these other guys that have made it there. Now, you're still not getting the status of Troy Aikman. you're still not getting the status of Patrick Mahomes. Now, that's different.
Yeah.
You're not even getting the status of one-time Super Bowl winners. You're getting the Matt Ryan status. And I'm not saying that that's what it's all about for you, but whenever you look at the Falcons, you're like, their history doesn't lend a lot to that window, doesn't lend a lot to being, hey, that was a successful franchise. They blew it, is what they're more remembered for. So that's where winning the Super Bowl changes that completely.
So this is what you get from the 214, but it's not unfair. If you demand 25% of the salary cap, you better be able to will a team to the Super Bowl like Mahomes. Here's the issue with that. I understand that person's point. Absolutely. Not discounting that point. I just wonder if other teams or the league doesn't seem like they have decided that's the case. Because if you look at Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love, I don't think you can look at any of those players and say they can will their team to a Super Bowl. Now, maybe they will, and maybe you can argue they're younger than Dak and they'll eventually step up to that task. But I don't think any of those people got signed thinking we can definitely have our team willed to the Super Bowl by these people. You just paid them because that's the going rate. The Cowboys just paid Dak because that's the going rate and they fear rebuilding.
Well, I like what you said there. And it's not just the going rate and they fear, but you asked Steven, I believe, yesterday.
Yes.
And he said
that is a part of it.
The line of, and Jerry said it too, to win right now.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to start over with, I mean, you saw what Caleb Williams struggled with on Sunday. If you're trying to start over there, you're going to have some of those bumps and bruises and learning curves along the way. Right now, you feel like you know what you have in Dak. It's just a matter of navigating a full season with a winning record and then going through all the turmoil of what the playoffs have to offer. You have to be better in the playoffs, though. And that's where, Kevin, that's where I've been frustrated. I know Dak can be a really good regular season quarterback. I've just been frustrated by playoff after playoff, the failure by the entire team. And that's where I know a lot of people are like, I don't think Jerry cares. I really do think that, like, he's kind of throwing his hands up a lot of times. In the last year, they had as good of a team. They put out the effort to get it.
Sure.
They had a pretty stacked team along there. I think it was the all-in line after the game that really frustrated everybody because you thought you were going in a different direction. You thought you were going to be like, hey, we're going to do the same thing. But here they are going, hey, look, Overshown. We were just an Overshown away. We were just a Tim Hardaway Jr. away from this. But, I mean, the reality is Overshown and some of these other players that were injured and didn't get on the field last year are going to be helpful to this team this year.
Now, what would you say to this, Corey, from the 214? Because I understand this perspective. Just get to one NFC championship game and it's a success. I'm 31. I've never even sniffed it in my remembered lifetime. Remembered lifetime is the important key right there. Because they say but about 5, give or take, is when you start to remember. So they did win a Super Bowl when you were alive. Just clearly you're not going to remember it. What do you think about the idea? Because you just said we're past, like, hey, let's get to an NFC championship game. There's a lot of people listening right now who are probably like, no, I'm not past it because I haven't ever experienced it.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I know you're past
I've experienced it.
Yeah.
And that was fun, but I wasn't an adult either. And
true.
My passion for the Cowboys changed right around the time, I guess, graduating high school, being on my own and having my own money to spend on things and stuff like that, and where my attention went a lot of times. So, yeah, man, I'm right there with the person that's like the experience has not been. There have been times where it's been not fun. There have been times when it's been a blast. I mean, the Dez Caudet season was a blast.
Yeah.
That Romo-led group was something different than we'd ever seen with Tony Romo. Unfortunately, Dean Blandino, who some people like to make friends with, ended up screwing the Cowboys over. Like, that's the way that went. There have been other things that have happened where you just been like, what happened here? But yeah, man, I think that the expectation, if you're building towards something, as you're building your team each year, look at Chris Young. He was like, I'm building it. I want to build a champion.
Yeah.
I don't want to just build, you know, a team that's going to go out there and compete for third place in the Western, in the AL West. I want to build a champion of Major League Baseball. And if that's the real ultimate goal there, then that's the expectation. I think whenever you sign your players is that they can help me get to that spot.
From the 214 Super Bowl or bust, say, Kevin, I can say a lot of things that I don't mean. I don't do it on this show because I'm not on ESPN. What I say on this show is what I mean. And I just don't view it that way. Maybe the Cowboys think that. I don't think personally that they think that. Their goal to me is relevancy or bust, you know, and that's why they signed Dak. He's the closest they can get to staying in competition, because if you tore it all down, you might get back there. You might get better back there, but it's going to take a little bit.
Hey, Alec, we love it. We love Kevin, right?
Oh, no. Did I say something dumb?
Do you love when Kevin gets competitive and angry?
Oh, yeah. That's the best variety of Kevin.
Should I read this then?
Yeah, you should.
David Moore from the Dallas Morning News, who always gets asked the first question in media scrums.
Okay.
This is his tweet. Everybody listening right now, I hope that you were listening yesterday, and I hope that you are watching the fan cam as Kevin is about to turn red.
I have
and
no
maybe
idea
punch
what
something.
He's about to say.
David Moore's tweet. Today at 11:02, you may have heard that Dak Prescott is the highest paid player in NFL history. Here's something you haven't heard. The no trade and no franchise tag provisions included in his current contract are part of the extension as well. A person with knowledge of the wording said.
The person with knowledge of that is Stephen Jones and me. And Corey and Alec and Chris and Carter and everybody at 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for breaking that news that we broke 24 hours ago when I point blank asked Stephen Jones, is there a no franchise tag and no trade tag in the contract? Yes. Yes, there is.
Person of knowledge.
You know what? I get it, though. I get it. Okay. You could probably hear David Moore dropping that news on the ticket. Where guess what? They hear news that's a day or two behind that they got from our station anyway all the time. So I don't know why this should be any different. Get the F out of here.
Good job yesterday, Kevin. I was really proud of that question for one. Can I ask you this, too, as we're ahead of the game on this? Somebody did ask, how would you get a franchise tag when you're under contract? Well, would that, when Steven answered that yesterday, after you asked the question yesterday with our weekly hit with Steven, what's the thought on that one?
So essentially there's a window once your contract elapses that there's exclusive franchise tag ability by the team who you were under contract with. So this is just saying, like, let's say we advance 5 years down the road and he's out of contract. then you cannot put the franchise tag on him, even in the exclusive window.
From the 817, is this Kevin rant how the post-show phone call typically goes? Alec, would you like to answer that?
It's pretty eerily close.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, pretty close. There's lots of hitting the table to make his point.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, if he's driving and talking to you, it's the steering wheel. So that is the way that goes. So
that's fine. That's fine. Thank you to everybody who is listening and paying attention.
Appreciate
that. We're trying to bring you the most possible updated.
I believe on 1053thefan.com that was in the headline too.
Yes.
So
it was on the website yesterday.
Gotcha.
It really was. It really was. All right. There you go. Appreciate the feedback very much. The overwhelming majority of people seem to think that it is going to be a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be required for this season, for this contract, excuse me, to be a success. I hear you. I get that. I'm just looking at the Cowboys team and the money that they have doled out and how they couldn't take advantage of Dak when he was on his rookie deal, how they haven't taken advantage of CeeDee and Micah when they're on their rookie deals. I hope it happens. I desperately hope it happens. I am concerned because of the way we do contracts, it's not going to happen.
Because
not Dak's contract.
Because of the way the contracts are structured, don't allow you to get other pieces that might be like super helpful to that in free agency.
Look at this year, for example. Once the deal got done, you could have dropped Dak's cap number this year, like $11 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't know who the player or players are, but if you go back to free agency and you would have negotiated this deal then, you have the potential to spend that money on this extra, whether you think it's another wide receiver, whether you think it's like more help on the offensive line.
If you had more money to throw at Chris Jones than the Chiefs, is he going, man, that's the most money that anybody can offer because you have some more pie left over.
That would absolutely be great.
We love pie.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.